Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my god, is that Loki?
Where's my pants?
So bubbly.
I don't see any pants.
Oh. Why are you wearing my pants?
Crocodile kit.
These are my pants.
Crocodile kit.
What the hell? Look at that crater. It looks like a big old alien.
Guy, pretty.
It's fucking Loki. Loki, is this a dream? I haven't seen you in like months.
Guy, pretty.
Didn't you used to be on this show? Weren't you like... This is weird, bro.
I think this is Loki's dream. I need my pants back up.
Damn it, Matt. I am going to keep your pants as soon as I find them. All
right.
Those are my pants.
Your pants are way too small for me.
Nobody... Oh, see at the end? Way down there at the end of that tunnel?
Yeah.
It's like a new episode of Rip the Mat. Look, I'm being, this is like being John Malkovich. I'm being birthed out of the vaginal canal, Cape Canaveral canal. I'm being,
the following program is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Head towards the birth canal.
Five, four,
Malkovich,
three,
Crocodile Shane,
two,
one,
ignition!
Rips and Raps,
the
Whistle and Diction Program, starring Nick Furious.
Hello.
And Brent.
That's you guys.
Oh,
Brent, be a friend.
Welcome to a new episode of Doctor Who. This week, the TARDIS gets stolen by blood.
No, anyway, what up? Nick Furious, I do have tartar control toothpaste.
Gentlemen,
you ready for this?
Ah.
Episode 57 of Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction Show, has officially begun. Welcome. Tonight is a very special episode because we're live again after last week of being off. Tonight, my guests include our good friend Loki.
What's happening?
What up, man? Back on the show after a little hiatus, having some fun with us tonight.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
It's great. I thought it was weird. I saw you in a dream and it was like, I haven't even seen you in months, man.
Oh, really?
Months.
What was in the dream?
Well, it was hard to explain, but both of our mothers were there.
It was like alligator dicks or something.
I think it was alligator titties. I remember being John Malkovich. Also tonight, here with us, comedian, actor, and philanthropist, Mr. Matt Peterson. How's it going, man?
Good. How you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming on. So you're a stand-up comedian, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah? Are you funny?
No.
No, not at all.
That's why I do comedy, of course.
See, and looks aren't everything, so that's why you're not funny.
Wait.
Matt is going to do some comedy and tell us about a new movie that he's been a part of, and we'll get to that a little bit later. Also, my good friend, his name is Jose Medina de la Tina. What up, Jose? How's it going, man?
That's me, man. Thanks for having me on, Nick Fury.
Good man right here. This guy shot a couple of my old videos or videos for Arch Rivals, i.e. Checkmate. If you haven't seen it, check it out on YouTube. And also, we did the song for, what's the one we did? Fucking my track for my album.
Oh, man, come on now.
Oh, what's it called? Struggle to Survive.
That's
check it out on YouTube. Produced by and shot by and edited by this guy right here in the studio.
Yeah, man, I'm working on a lot of new shit.
Well, we'll talk to you a little bit later, too. Welcome in. Everybody stretch. I want everybody to reach down and just, like, touch. See if you can touch your nipple to your toe. See if you can... I think I pulled something. I'm going to need...
If I could do that, I wouldn't be here.
Man. Well, the thing is, there's some big dudes in the studio tonight, and I like...
We're going to start a mosh pit and shit.
We're going to get crazy. This show airs every Wednesday night. It comes out roughly 10 p.m. Mountain Time, and you can catch it either at ripsandraps.podomatic.com to live stream anytime you want, or through them, download through your iTunes. Just go to your browser and type in Rips and Raps. In addition, you can go on to blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground to be involved in their movement. We stream it every Wednesday when the show airs at 10. It'll stream live there as well and archive there as well. Check me out at ripsandrapsshow@gmail.com if you have any questions. And tell your mom, sorry I left this toilet seat up, my fault. It's totally my bad. That was rude of me. you know, damn it. I'm just so excited to have some great guests tonight. I did just get some new mail to pens, so I really don't have to leave the studio for the remainder of this thing that we're doing. I can pee right where I'm standing.
Self-sufficient, like a farmer.
Very convenient.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt. That's very, and thank you, Loki. And thank you, Jokey. And I also have a great interview on the phone with my homie Flash from New Future Records coming up in a little bit. But for now, you're listening to Rips and Raps, so kick back, click back, and let's go. Every week, y'all.
Yeah.
Come on, you know those freestyles. That's what we do. We keep it moving with the improvisation. Come on now. Rips and Raps got you fucking going like a cow. Spitting, mouth lactating. Yeah, vibrating. Come on, everybody. Colonel Chicken, I'm gyrating. Give me something good, licking my fingers. Chupa mis dedos en españolos. Yo, where my homies from Española, Gola. I need another cola. Yo, I'ma give it up. Y'all better smoke a little soda or sniff it. I don't give a fuck. I'm like a misfit. Yo, Loki, welcome back. Yo, let me hear some shit.
Yeah, sit back and let me kick shit. Just let me rip it open like it's X-Men. Put an X on this, it's on your wish list. And you done did it, yeah, kid, get with it. We spit it on Rips and Raps, we're coming hard. Doing it like some fucking retards. Wearing helmets, riding the bus, yeah. You can see this, film this, yeah. Deep in the cut, cause we're kicking it, ripping it, yeah. Rips and Raps, to be specific, Nick Furious. And we're coming with shit that will make you delirious.
Make you delirious. Throw your hands up and get in the cut. Yeah,
in the cut. Jose de la Cruz, Medina. You ain't seen her. Fool like me, freestyle, but I'm about to go. Like 8 miles. That fucking spaghetti is getting messy on the microphone when I try to freestyle, but I'm alone. Fuck that shit. I'll do that shit on the mic now. In front of my homies, judge my fucking freestyle.
Yeah, you can't judge shit. So let me take you back to Albuquerque and give you like a little snippet. People talk about 8 Mile, but it's 9 Mile Hill over there a while. We gotta put fire to admire. I spit, yo, watch the Rips and Raps show. Here we go. If you know what's good for you, you just plug in your headphones and listen. Y'all get jacked into the matrix. I'm Lawrence Fishburne. I'm a fish burning. I'm in fish land like them deadheads. I'm a walking deadhead. Put me to bedhead. I like said when I said. Yo, yeah, I'm Abbott and Costello rolled up in one burrito. Ha ha. Yeah, I'm so funny. Motherfuckers know my ace is runny. So let's keep it sunny side up on the show. Rips and Raps every week. Freestyle raps and interviews and such, you know. Like my man L.O. to the dub K.I. Get up on the M.I. to the C. Come on.
Yeah, coming on your mom's boob.
Oh.
And I'm doing it in the nude and watching the tube. Cause I'm a TV junkie and a flunky.
Hey.
What the fuck is that?
Hey, dog.
The dog interrupted my verse.
Chill, dog. Chill, dog.
Chill, dog.
Hey, dog. You know what?
Yo,
okay.
Dog. Come on,
okay,
dog. Yo, dog.
Dog. Tell him what's up, dog.
Love you, dog.
Oh, oh. Love you. Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No.
Well, maybe.
Well, I'm pretty sure, yeah. I'm sort of I'm ambivalent, but...
Let me tell you how I feel about it.
Tell him.
Well, I'm undecided. And I can't hide it, but I won't fight it. I'm invited to the Queen's birthday, so you can suck on that and suck on my titty. Yeah. Do it at midday, at noon, or 1 p.m., whenever you can, just go by soon. Yeah, because we're sucking on my nipples today. Yeah, you're gonna slurp it up like a souffle. Cause I'm lactating extra specially. Yeah, this is the extra special me. Coming with special sauce all over my boobs. Yeah, all over my boobs.
Yo, yes, episode 57, so fresh. You gotta break the mold, cause it never can be done again, yo. Come on, everybody, find a friend, let's begin. Spitting freestyles, I'm the furious, the whirlwind, the Tasmanian devils, I'm coming like a turnstile. Turbulent times are ahead, if you understand. Spit a freestyle, like you know we rock a humble land. Yo, come on, man, we came to bring it back. I got my man Loki back up on a track, and we attack like we used to. Man, old samurai warriors, Miyamoto Musashi with them goods and destroyers and destroyers, and I make up with words and destroyers. Yeah, I have no clauses and gauzes. I got the shit to keep on making, and I'm trying to get on cut up. Yeah, I'm Treasure Island cutthroat. What the fuck, get your neck broke?
Yeah, riffs and raps, baby, every week we make it up. It's just like some make gravy, and where's the jambalaya, man? I need some more to eat, and I'm hungry, and I can't even get more to be discreet. Rips and raps, it rips and raps, the whistling diction show. Rips and raps, rips and raps, the whistling diction show.
Rips and raps, with Nick Furious.
And friends. And Matt, Joe in the house, you know. Yo, put your hands to the sky and let them know. Everyone in the room, say hello, Bruce Lee.
When I drink champagne, I tip up my pinky.
Tip it back. Tip it back, man. You can't be no Similac, baby.
And yeah, sometimes it's stinky.
Poison, it's stinky. And they're making the choices.
Suck my dinky.
Ooh, where's my slinky, man? I need another pinky, rinky, dink. MCs better be getting out the ring. Rips and raps, you know what we bring. Bookie, bring. Stay tuned.
In your motherfucking brain.
Your brain.
Yo, you're talking in slow motion, brother. What's happening?
What?
What's going on? You alright?
I'm really feeling weird. Okay. This week on Rips and Raps, brought to you by My Doll. It's good for guys, too, because we all have crappy days and crampy lays. Crappy shit.
Did we get male period of the butt?
You know more about it than me. You're the host. You're like the sponsor for My Doll.
Oh.
Whose doll are we talking about now?
My Doll.
Your doll?
Not his.
Play with dolls?
You guys.
I have two of them.
You have? Do you really have two dolls?
I have two dolls because I just lost my one girlfriend, and I have two dolls. It's called overcompensation.
I like that.
Yeah, I can blow them up whenever, and if they get too annoying, I can just deflate them. My girlfriend.
Put them away.
Like my girlfriends have deflated me before. But this is not a rap. This is a true story about me and my dolls. Just kidding. I don't have dolls.
Don't lie.
All right, I have two. They were like $5,000 each.
You rolled up in the car with them, in your car with you.
Yeah, it makes it look like I have kids. It's good for passenger lane.
Those come from Japan or what?
Switzerland, actually.
Oh, interesting.
It's easy. The money exchange is easier over there, so. You can hide your dolls and your money in Switzerland. It doesn't matter.
That's true. It's a very secretive country.
And you can get an account with a letter first. Have you ever seen a spy movie? There's nothing better than having a G67249-7, two dolls, and my safety deposit box.
Can't tell us more about that. You just gave us your code.
Yeah, it's kind of a crowdfunding site. You can also send money to that account if you remember the numbers. I'll tell you them again. It's G-576429 Article 5 2 dolls.
I'm at support the Switzerland strippers.
The whole red light district, anything else, all
like
Switzerland.
Just take a note. I didn't write this.
One more time?
No, you know, I don't think I just. Sure, one more.
One more time. It's G-165729 Article 99 2 dolls.
Wow, the fact that. Okay, I got it. Article 9.
G-742 alligator hairline missing
hairline,
$2.75.
Crocodile city?
What? Crocodile.
What is this thing, John Malkovich again?
Malkovich?
I came out your brain. Yo, give it up to Matt. Yo, he's flowing with these. Comedy with some ease. Making you laugh, making you throw your head back. Please, we got more. We ain't done, so the encore. Be ready to settle the score. Like, you know, we got it raw, cause that's what we be doing. Come on, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Nick Furious, and band with no name. Screw it. I just do what I gotta do, constantly fluid. Getting up with these other people in my home movement. It's my hometown, stupid. Yeah, and I never do nothing. I put it down for the first time, we keep it Cupid. Cause I'm in love, man, I wear it like a glove. Fuck the OJ philosophy, my shit's not Shapiro. Shishiro, yeah, Robert De Niro. You better get out my casino, cause I will make you play for life with some Keno. With some old folks, and Keno speakers. Yo, I got Keno speakers up on my tweakers. What the fuck's going on? Rips and raps doesn't make no sense. It'll cause a heart attack and incite violence.
Like riot. Feeling furious, he can't hide it. He's inside us in our minds, reading our thoughts, making us hit rewind, and listening to it again on the playback. Listening to this shit is just like smoking crack. Yeah, we
we do it hard till we have a crick in our back and our neck. Yeah, but we give respect. You know we flex all the skills on the microphone. We're like Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin to the dome. We're rubbing all that shit on our face. And it hurts, but we're pumping the bass. And it's okay, cause we're tweaking all the trebles and it's good. We're just some rebels smoking out in our neighborhood. It's so fun when we're kicking it with homies. Even if you don't know me, hope you're smoking real good tonight. Listening to rips and raps, yeah. Walking through the club and getting daps and dabs or whatever the fuck. I'm not cool enough to know, yo, you can suck mine.
I was hiding with John Cusack and Cameron Diaz and a monkey. I'm not a flunky, but I'm a whole school hideout, holdout, hideout, hideaway. Oh, whitewashed white boy with a white face. I don't fucking play around. I spit another round, freestyle, furious, you motherfucking sticky clowns. You all up in the car at the same time and you rush out. You can't even get out, you're sticking your butts out. What's out? Yeah, the secret, that's what I said. We said it, man, we gotta make it happen like some new medicine. I've let us in, and so we can tell you the mind of the people. Albuquerque, that's from my people, my people. That's what we do, man, from the comedy straight to the people that make videos and people that make them tracks and people that play them, people that graphically design the image that you see and never slay and never sleep till we get to slumber. And if we wanna die, we'll
listen
say,
up,
yo,
Luke. Fuck it. You're listening to Nick Furious on Rips and Raps.
Yo, what's going on? You're listening to Rips and Raps. I got my boy Flash on the phone, Hector from New Future Records. What up, my friend?
How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for doing a guest spot on my hip-hop, you know, flavored podcast with freestyles and much more. My name is Nick. Nice to meet you. Tell me a little bit about New Future Records for our listeners, man.
We just independent label out of North Carolina trying to make things happen, you know what I mean? Trying to bring something new, something creative to the table.
Okay, so you have a new mixtape out, if I'm correct me if I'm wrong, called Organized Noise.
That's exactly what the name is.
Well, where can people find Organized Noise? Is it on DatPiff, or where else can they listen for it?
It's on DatPiff.com. They have a lot of love on that website, but it's on like 8 other mixtape websites as well. I don't know how it got on all these websites, but I Googled it the other day, and it's popping up on a whole bunch of different mixtape websites. It was just on AllBayMusic.com. That's a magazine in California. They uploaded a mixtape on there too, so they can just download it from. You can just Google it and make it, you know what I'm saying,
a product, so. Well, that's fantastic. So I know that there's credited a decent amount of, like, big-name artists as far as who you're working with on this mixtape. How does that work for you, and, like, what's the process for you and your crew when you're putting this together?
Basically, like, we really try to keep everything within house, you know what I mean? A lot of people reach out and try to get us to do features and do music with them, but as far as, like, the Organized Noise project, we try to strictly keep everything within house. Kill Dizzy, he is a big name, but he's been working with us for a long time, you know what I mean? He has done music with, like, Akon, Jadakiss, all of them. He's trying to rough ride it or whatever, but he's been working with us, like, because he's from North Carolina, so he definitely, like, shows us love, you know what I mean?
That's nice. Well, I appreciate it. We're on the other side of the country here in New Mexico. I'm out of Albuquerque, but it's nice to get together with artists from across the country. Now, I know YouTube is a common unifier. You have a new a video out, your official video called Dat Nigga, and that is on YouTube, if I'm correct.
Yeah. That's doing pretty well, too. We got, like, I just checked it this morning, and it has 56,000 views, so that's doing relatively well. We got another video that's about to drop soon, like in 2 weeks. It's by Kilo G called High as Hell. That's on the mixtape, too, so make sure you go check that out.
Well, definitely. I appreciate it. Any big things coming up for you and the gang, you know, in the near future as far as performances or anything else dropping for you?
Yeah, we got a performance at the end of the month in New York. We headlined this concert in New York on the 26th. And then my manager trying to book us for this tour that's going to be in California, Las Vegas, Miami, in Atlanta. So we got a few, like, performances coming up, and as far as anything, like, new and big, we got 4 singles that we prepping for iTunes right now.
Well, it sounds like you guys are moving, man. Much success in the game. I'm talking to Hector from New Future Records, otherwise known as Flash. You can, as far as I know, you're at newfuturerecords.com is a place people can seek you out, as well as on Twitter under at newfutureflash. And look for you on DatPiff and many other places. Much love. I appreciate your spot on the show today.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate you for having me.
You're very welcome. I'll send you the link. Rips and Raps, Rep in Albuquerque. Have a great day, man. Thanks again for your time.
This week on Midnight in Moscow, the boy is full of unknowing person out of his bed so they can shoot an apple off their head. Let's pick someone.
That guy? That one? Any hands?
No. They volunteer. Her. Get her.
I see you. She's got a nice breath.
Okay.
Are you already warming up over there? She's doing nice.
Nice hair.
Okay, we're going to put her over there. Stand her up.
Wait a minute, right this way.
All right, wait a minute for just a second, Joe. Put the damn arrow down. All right, hold on. Okay, let's get away. Get away. All right, let's take a shot. Take a nice shot. Gonna knock that out. Oh, my God.
That was close, man.
For not looking
pretty good. Almost. There goes her hair.
Oh, right down the middle.
Her hair was the least of I didn't think that was a win, actually. That's
nice shot.
That's really great.
Right. Oh. Man, I think I actually missed her ear.
I think you got the perfect extension right there.
Are we supposed to know how to do this?
Dude, I've been training for months.
I never even saw a video. The first time I've ever...
I thought we were doing gymnastics.
I see.
Not why you're wearing that shit. Can you get this arrow out of my back, whoever shot me?
Pull that little...
You have a really high pressure. Hey, I'm impressed.
Midnight in Moscow, another Rips and Raps presentation of What the Fuck Was That? Hey, with Nick Furious and his band of crazy peoples, otherwise known as Friends.
Yeah, episode 56, special guest producer, Delta 9. Delta 9. Check him out, yo. Check him out, yo. Delta 9, thank you for these beats. Yeah, thanks for the beat, Delta, my man. Yo, another dough that I know making this plan. Going up, man, making it happen with all this shit. With the rips and the raps, man. Get up in that wax, new movement, put it in the pen. You don't even need no fire. You can smoke your weed every day. You don't even need the attire, retire. Or change up your biscuits. I'm flipping on the microphone, your jack wagon's this quick. Yeah, I'm a hungry man, I need some more biscuits. Motherfucker said it three times and now I'm bitchless. Your mother was a snowblower like Short Circuit. Y'all better be ready to blow this police academy working. I'm Hightower, it's high time, you high towers and hot-headed, hot hoop school of hands and set school hands. Get the fuck out of my face before I make a rap happen. I fucked it up, I was trying to go too deep, man. I'm done. I quit. I'm retired. Rips and Raps. No, get it, man. Show what you got, baby.
Yeah.
Got all these degrees on the wall. It's alright, even if we're in free fall. We know how to do this right here for y'all, so it's all good. We gon' be in the Hall of Fame in Canton. Gonna do it. I'm scoring touchdowns. It's like I'm Jewish. I don't even know what the fuck that means, but it's alright, cause I've been eating all my greens. Yeah, been eating kale and spinach. Yeah, getting it between my teeth every inch. Yeah. Getting all grimy and greasy, yeah. Doing it like a whole nother species. I'm like a rabbit, when I see a carrot, I grab it. It's a really fucking good damn habit. Except my skin's turning yellow, it's a rock. Cause I'm a kind fellow, ain't nobody gonna run from me. Yeah, but I'm running from air, so beware. Cause I'ma turn this whole place into a bathtub full of Nair. Oh. Metaphorically speaking, I mean I'm peeking on mushrooms right now. So don't listen to me, cause I'm tweaking. I'm seeking like a heat-guided missile.
Yeah,
I'm like a thistle. You know I bristle in my back hairs. Bro, if you stare too close to my derriere, I might get nervous and poop might come out of there.
You're listening.
He said poop. Here I go, I'm freestyling, even though I shouldn't. They said I couldn't, but I'm really fluent in drunk speak. That's what you think, that's what you think of me. I don't care, G, I just live my life. I do shit right, first time freestyle. I don't give a fuck, I walk every style. Every fashion you got, I'll take it back to the west, to the east coast. I take a lot of pictures and videos of fucking hot hoes. Girls stripping down for me, I'll have them on all fours so you can see what they do for me. I'm making money, get at me if you wanna see how I can help you. Hell yeah, that's what I do for my crew. Ooh.
And Raps, the Whistle and Diction Program, a weekly podcast each and every week.
week. On Wednesday, you can tune in. You can tune in. Come on, we can
check it out. Check it out. That's what it's all about.
Don't go nowhere. We have so much more for you. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, put your hands together for a very funny man, Mr. Matt Peterson, everybody. Hello!
Thanks for having me on the show. It's awesome. Thank you for having me. There's a band behind me. It's amazing. Oh, man. So, I usually start out with a take-home joke. You guys okay with a take-home joke today?
Yeah.
You can go tell it, and the drunker they are, the better it is.
Okay.
All right, so there's a guy at a mall, and he lost his wife, and he can't find her, so he's freaking out, and he teams up with another guy, and that guy can't find his wife either, so they decide they're going to help each other out. So the one guy says, all right, man, we'll describe what your wife looks like to me. And he's like, all right, well, she's really tall, blonde, blue eyes, big fake tits, tight ass, and she loves blowjobs. He's like, all right, I wrote all that down. And then he's like, well, what does your wife look like? And he's like, well, let's just look for yours. I don't know. Have you guys been in the mall lately since you were 18 years old?
No.
Yeah, you're probably a pedophile. I've been there. I'm 37. When I was at the mall cruising for bitches back like we used to do, chicks used to wear things like polo shirts, size 4X tucked in the front only, and then cut-off jeans that were like 42-inch waist. And like Keds and scrunchy socks, like up to their vaginas. And to us, that was like really, really sexy. Those are some hot chicks. I went to the mall with you yesterday, Loki, and there was nothing but whores at the mall. Whores. I didn't know 9-year-olds could get boob jobs. I didn't even know that was even a thing. And there's also like these whores pushing around these little whorelet and their whorelet carriers. Seen those before? You know, like the little, they don't even have pacifiers anymore. You know, like bachelorette parties? They have little, like, their sippy cups have little dicks on the end of them, all these little whores. It's cool. Mom, you're teaching me so early to be such a whore. And those kiosk guys are kind of assholes, right? Those guys that sell you the most ridiculous shit. If you look at those guys once, you're done. You're just walking by and you look, tractor beam right into those motherfuckers. I went up to this guy, and he was like, he wanted to sell me a gem. He said it was a gem. And I was like, bro, that's a rock. That's a fucking rock. You can't do anything with that. And he's like, no, dude, you crack it open. And it gives you virility and winning lottery tickets and just a healthy life. And he paused and he said, and it'll also make your dick bigger. And I was like, I'll take 10 bags of those. I don't want to get the hell out of here. And when did, I don't know, we're here in Albuquerque. When did our mall become a Middle Eastern bazaar?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Matt Peterson. Please put your hands together for a very
thank you,
nice.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness, so amazing.
I've heard he's well hung.
Oh, very good show. Rips and Raps, episode 57.
I thought it was 56.
No, it's 50. Did they say 56?
I don't know.
Damn it! It's 57. 57 all day long. You're at halftime or intermission. Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction program. I'm your host, Nick Furious. Today, our special DJ has been, the producer of the night has been Delta 9. My boy Delta 9 produced every beat you've heard on the show tonight, minus the midnight, you know, in Moscow, and the very first beat we talked over, I made myself. But everything else, Delta 9. What you're hearing right now, Delta 9. Check him out on Facebook. Big ups to my boy, the 1RX, working on a project with him. These guys just won the New Mexico Music Award last year for, I believe it was the best hip-hop track. I never remember if it's hip-hop or rap. And really, really, what's the difference? I mean, does anyone have an opinion on, is there a difference between hip-hop and rap?
I
mean,
yeah, I
think
so.
Rap is one of the elements of hip-hop.
Okay. Yes.
It's a part of it.
Okay, so should the...
It's like a square rectangle situation. You know how like a square is a rectangle, but not all rectangles are squares? Don't be a square is basically the main bullet point.
So yeah, if you want to chime into this conversation, is there a difference between hip-hop and rap? As far as music goes, get us an email at ripsandrapsshow@gmail.com. ripsandrapsshow@gmail.com. The winner, the person I think has the most intriguing answer...
will win something very special and very close to your underwear. I can't tell you what it is yet. Again, you're listening to episode 57, streaming live right now on Blog Talk Radio, or go archive it on blogtalkradio.com/literaryunderground and ripsandraps.podomatic.com. Go.
What if whoever wins that contest is sending us that shit? What if what you send them is their own pews and an envelope? That'd be such a mind fuck. You'd have to plan that shit out. You'd have to, like, drug them and trim their pubes, or just be a ninja about it. Just get in there and maybe they wouldn't notice.
Yeah, what I was saying earlier was that I really don't know how you'd get away with that. I can't even sweep that under the rug. I mean, is there any way that's possible, Matt? I mean, really?
Well, being a aficionado of really awkward things, I'd like to say that you could probably break into their house and steal some of their underwear. But it's got to be, like, really tight underwear.
Oh!
So yeah, that's tight. We'll do it to music in the background.
Tight.
And then possibly you could go in there like CSI in their drawer, like a cat burglar. Is that still a thing?
It's still a thing.
I think that's like vintage criminal.
Yeah.
What do they call it? So, a bag and a mask and gloves, maybe a Breaking Bad suit just for, you don't know what kind of person you're dealing with.
A Jim Rome tattoo?
Jim Rome.
It might be a hoarder.
There might be a lot of underwear and a lot of pubes. So you might be able to just walk in and scoop some up, put it in an envelope, steal it.
What
if you can't and you have to steal their underwear regularly?
That'd be weird too.
For a long period of time and just pick them out whenever there is one.
Speaking of hoarders, that'd be a lot of underwear.
Well, you'd have to give it back or they'd catch on, you know?
Like giving it back
advertiser. System.
Giving it back would be awkward. I'm sorry.
Sorry,
I took this from your underwear drawer.
That's why Jim Rome is being John Malkovich, because
I'll feed your dog
you never know. You really never know.
What are you talking about, Nick Fury?
You're listening to Rips and Raps, episode 57. And now we bring you Pod People, a weekly artist spotlight where we showcase those we know and love in our community. Tonight, one of our guests, Mr. Matt Peterson, comedian. Welcome into the show, sir.
Thank you for having me. This is wonderful.
Thank you for being on the podcast. Tell us a bit about your sort of, I don't know, your vision as a comic, or what do you aspire to do and be and whatever else?
I aspire to drink less. I aspire to make people laugh. Just kind of, I don't know, just get out there and get as many places and travel as much as I can and get an audience and
build a following.
Build a following.
You have a weekly spot at the Dam Bar in Rio Rancho. You do a weekly stand-up thing. Is this open mic? How does it work?
I run the show there every Friday. So one Friday of the month we'll do like an open mic and the rest are all featured shows. We have like out-of-town people coming in sometimes. We have some local guys, so... check it out. It's a really fun show. It's free.
You don't
have to pay for anything.
And big ups to Kyle and the Dam Bar for
doing the damn thing.
You know what I'm saying? Also, I know recently you were featured in a movie. Tell us a little bit about what it's called and what your role was.
I played the second lead, I guess, in a movie called The Bigfoot Election. It was a comedy about a guy running for sheriff and his dim-witted buddy, me. The dim-witted buddy. We decided to create a Bigfoot hoax. And a plan to clean it up to garner votes for him to be sheriff of this little town.
That's awesome. What is it? It's a feature, I'm assuming. How is it local stuff all around? How did it get made? What's the purpose? Or is it Hollywood? Are you to be famous? What's the deal?
I don't know about famous. But it's local. We shot up in Angel Fire about 20 days a couple years back. We got it into some festivals, and then we got ourselves a distribution deal. You can find it on iTunes or Amazon.com or Vudu, which is the streaming online for Walmart.
Oh, nice.
You can buy it there.
It's called The Bigfoot Election, not to be confused with The Bigfoot Erection.
That's right. That's the Chinese one we're going to do later. That's coming up. That's
you just have to be the big... The big, big foot.
Yeah.
What they say about guys with big feet, you know.
Huge comedies.
Huge.
I don't know.
Libido.
But you can check everything out, Bigfoot, at thebigfootelection.com. See where it's playing. And you check out the Facebook page, The Bigfoot Election. And, check it out.
Well, thank you. He's Matt Peterson. He's doing it all the time. Thanks for being a guest on the show. Check him out. Make sure you do it, okay?
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Up next, we got my boy, Jose Medina. Tell him what's going on, baby.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Fury?
So I know we've worked together doing some videos. You've shot videos for me, but you're also doing a lot of work for a friend in Santa Fe Circumference. Tell us a little bit about those projects.
I've been doing a lot of work for a lot of artists, but also Circumference. My homie from Santa Fe, check him out, Circumference 505 Music, the inventor and originator of organic hip-hop. I did a little promotion work with him in the past, so I'll promote him now since you brought it up.
Nice. And so you tell the people what you do, man.
Basically, like you say, I'm a philanthropist. I'm a people person. I like to spread the good word of just living. Right now, I'm doing a lot of video projects. Go peep out my YouTube channel, One Tribe 505. That's the number one, TRIBE 505. Also, if you want me to come showcase what you do, I'm a somewhat of an expert at showcasing people's talents. I'll come film you. I'll come do what I need to do to get your name out there. We'll both make money off it. Email me, onetribe505@gmail.com. I appreciate you, Mr. Fury. I've done a few videos for you in the past.
Yeah.
And I just keep it moving, man.
Yeah, we may be doing something new. Man with No Name, maybe trying to link up on something. I'd really like to talk with some ideas. So.
Yeah, and also I'm about to launch a news channel off my YouTube channel. It's going to be a secondary channel. Come follow it. I'm going to basically be documenting chemtrails and going underground.
Nice.
Anyone, any news stories anyone has that want to get filmed, any stories you want to get out there, come at me. I'll put it down on film, professional level. We'll do it up.
One love, man. That's right. That's my man, Jose Funky Cold Medina. We want to give him some love. Thank you for being on the show tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Don't go anywhere. They're still going to stick around.
Well, I took what I learned from the rock and roll. The ingenuity, the class, the charisma, the steps, the movements, the hesitation, the weight to be curious, very curious, to create an atmosphere of curiosity, to be, yeah, you take all of this that you learn in pop, rhythm and blues, and you use it to your best advantage, but it doesn't give you thought. You can't create the charisma for thought. Either you have
come along for the ride with the rips and the raps, and yo, we gonna try with the music. Everybody choose it. It's what we do for the week. We produce it. You come along for the song. It's a little something new for you and your friends. So make sure that you share it with the people that you know in every different circle. Why? Cause it's the only way we gon' make it happen, man. This is what I wanna do for my life, for my life. I don't wanna wait tables and worry about getting you another fucking refill of some Sprite or some Sprite. All I really want is that shit. I like some Sierra Mist, and I wanna be living on the Sierras with a little misting, rippling the effects of time. I'm Michael J. Fox, I'm leaping around time. I'm all over the place, man. Where's my flux capacitor? The space has been elected and expanded in the time that I've been standing here, spitting freestyles in your ear, and I'm so pleasant, pleased to have these people over here. And Loki's back with me, man. We getting down like Bobby and Whitney. Yeah, we may fight, but we leave each other black and bruised and bruises and bruises. But we love each other at the end of the day. Yo, where's that crack at? Where's the pipe at? Yo, I need some more crack.
What it is? Loki and Nick Dupuyer.
Like Bobby and Whitney.
Yeah.
Shut up. We're talking about me like that.
What the problem is, bitch?
R.I.P. Whitney Houston.
Yeah, we're just kicking it on rips and raps. We got the kind of raps that'll cut through in half. It's like a samurai sword when we pull the cord on the parachute, and we're known to get loose. So let me play my flute. I'm like Krishna. All the girlies, they wanna get with ya. With me when you're with me. With me and Bobby kicking it. Yeah, any shit. Yeah, we're going to the Grammys, high as kite. Snorting coke all night. Yeah, Whitney Houston, we got a problem. It's confusing, cause crack's so tasty. Why isn't it good for me? It's like bacon. You know what I mean? Crack's a lot like bacon.
So don't fall victim to your crack pipe. Become addicted to some pancakes or maybe some Belgian waffles. You know
put
I got
the
it.
Frying pan, G.
Yeah, cause you know we more awful. I'm a falafel philosophizing about the awfulness, the awful truth. I'm Larry David, if you understand, it's not what I say it. It's that sign spelled. If you see what the sign tells, you see what the spirit spells.
can spell MCs with their little boxes. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I'm from Stephen Hawking. I'm like, yes, and this is how I rap when I'm on the microphone. Yeah, that's right, bitches, I slap ya. Rips and raps ya. Episode 57. If I said it wrong, well, I'm making an amendment to the constitutional values of my constitution. Inner, outer, demographic, need to poop at it. Slipping along, slip and slide. Where's my Willie Nelson at, man? Let's smoke it and thrive. Come on, bitches, man, put your hands up for the aliens in the universe. One day they gon' come pick me up. Say, hey.
Coming through with another verse. Spit at this universe. It's unrehearsed. Like we're driving hearses. Sit coming to curses. But we got blessings on the right hand. That's alright, man. Cause we don't understand what's coming, but we're trying to get through it. It's alright, cause sometimes we're like, screw it. Yeah, when everything's looking ruined. It's all good. Because another episode of Rips and Raps will be out next week. You can listen to it. It will be fun.
Life began at one point. It was one point where life began. I don't know if it was God or not who created man. I don't know why, but I feel like we were placed upon this planet. Interplanetary different respects. Come on now, we're wearing these specs. Get it? So what you know about me and what you know about you? Nobody really knows about shit, so fuck you. I'm serious, man. I'm everyday thriving, trying to figure out why I'm here and what's my purpose. It's like that movie, what was it, the alien sequel, Prometheus, and pretty much human beings are just here to fucking suck it up and eat it all. We're just a disease here to fucking make it all die. Why can't we have more of that compassion? Why do we have to see these animals dying? They ain't outlasting. We came here, we need to give them some respect. We don't respect ourselves, so I'm feeling what the heck, man. I'm like a regular, irregulator. I'm a regulating regular distances. I said it twice is what I said. Yo, Loki, tell them why we shouldn't be corn-fed. Bitches, fuck you, Monsanto. I ain't playing this aggro bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Man, we gotta take back this fucking planet, and we gotta turn it.
It's kinda fucked up.
Turn it around now.
For sure.
Fuck it, man. Man with no name!
Yeah. Loki and Nick Furious.
Yeah.
Yeah, fat. Straight making you delirious.
Oh.
Yo, you can't copyright a seed. What the fuck is that? You can't let me not smoke weed.
Oh.
That's silliness. Yeah, you're villainous. What the fuck are we doing? I ain't feeling this.
Nope.
I just wanna get high and get lifted after work. Why you gotta be such a jerk? Kicking down doors cause we're growing some plants. What the fuck, man? I'ma call an ambulance for you before you have to lance you through. Like I'm a charging knight. Yeah, you're through, you're done. Go to bed, good night, it's alright. Cause I'm high as a kite and I'm just talking shit. Don't call the NSA.
No, don't do it, man.
It's alright, man. It's cool.
Yo, let's drop a little knowledge on them, you know what I'm saying?
What's happening?
Yo, we're gonna have a little news break here in a minute. But yo, big ups Delta 9, the producer of this episode who's produced all this music. Delta 9, man, this is some dope shit. You're hearing it right now. Everything we've been rapping on. Give it up to my boy.
You're listening to Rips and Raps. Featuring
Nick Furious and friends. Tonight's special DJ Delta 9. I've got Loki in the house. I got Matt Peterson and my boy Jose Medina. And now on The Real Scoop. Tonight we discuss some things. You better be ready because the United States is watching you. We'll talk a little bit about X key score and how this will affect your day. Also, top government Republican officials meet in New Mexico, but nobody knew about it. Yo, what's up with Susana Martinez meeting with Eric Cantor and Paul Ryan this week in secret over there at the Tamaya Resort in Santa Ana Pueblo? That's just kind of crazy, man. What, nobody knew about it. They had like half the hotel booked out so they could have this private meeting. Even the Republican Party spokeswoman had no idea they were going to be there. If you ask me, they're probably figuring out more ways they can spray chemtrails over New Mexico, one of the only states that actually happens in. As I drove to Montana this last week and saw many other states, including Colorado and Idaho, I didn't see any chemtrails. Wyoming, I didn't see any chemtrails. In other news, the United States is basically looking at you. They're watching everything you do, so quit going to that, you know, that young girl porn site that you always go to out there, because new program X Key Score can record anything that you do on the internet.
and track you down. So be careful. The government's watching. I'm telling you, the NSA wants to collect vast quantities of information about you. Really, so they can sell you more shit you don't need, because that's what it's all about anyway, isn't it? It's about consumerism. Speaking of not consumerism, but pushing something like an agenda, we have this day in 1964, the Congress passed the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution, giving President Lyndon Baines Johnson broad powers in dealing with the North Vietnamese attacks on U.S. forces. In essence, it said, let's go ahead and spray some Agent Orange, test out some new shit, see if we kill some brown people. And that's all I got to say today. Fucking, I'm out. News is the fucking depressing shit, man. Fucking news. Welcome back to Riffs and Raps. Yo, Nick Furious, want to thank my guests tonight, because we up in this motherfucker. Delta 9 producing this track you listening to. I got my boy Loki up in this motherfucker. Yeah, man. Come on. Come on now. Put your hands together now. Oh, brother, where art thou? What's going on? I'm clapping off. I'm clapping on. I clap a thon. It's another marathon. Dropping like a neutron bomb up on them Vietnamese. Y'all know I'm saying, know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I'll be flipping. Yeah, I'm Scottie Pippen, number two, bitches. I got you listening, yo. But I never caught nothing like Wilt did or nothing like Magic did. But what happened to his hip? I don't know. Here's the solution. Money, it solves everything. It solves all problems and lets your gold belly ring. I'm serious. We're collecting gold sacks for Nibiru so the planet of aliens can spear you in the butt. Consumerism is a motherfucking slut. What's up? In the butt. Consumerism is a motherfucking slut. Say what's up, say what's up.
Yeah. Oh. I just wanna buy shit. I just wanna eat pork. Yeah, I wanna get high as shit and hang out and masturbate with a fork. Why? Cause I ain't never tried it. I can't deny it, I'm kinda intrigued. Yeah, it's kinda out of my league. I've never even had a nipple clamp on my butt hair. I don't know what's under there. I haven't washed it in like 47 and a half years. I'm kind of like older than I look and sound. It's alright, bro. Give me a fucking pound. That's cool, bro. It's all good. Yo, thanks for coming through my hood. Yo, where am I?
Consumerism is a bitch. She a big nasty fucking slut, man, with a 12-day itch.
Yeah.
Gross, she disturbs. She's something, something absurd. She's consumerism, and she's got you by the balls. She be buying us some shit, man. Walking through your halls, looking at the shit that be dangling. You went spangling your cocker spaniel, dangling your hanging when your wife asked you to buy her a new Porsche. And you're like, damn, I just put in this new Porsche. And I say, fuck it, you should just give up it. There's no keeping up with Jim Pluckett or keeping up with the Joneses. Yeah, I got these bruises and bones that have been broken over the years of smoking. But I will tell you what I know. When you take it down upon the mountain, let's flow. I got 10 commandments and 10 laws. Y'all better listen up, y'all. Cause you know I spoke to God. Lordy, oh, lordy, oh, lord. Y'all better come to me, cause consumerism is God. So, wake up, man. Wake up, I'm shaking you. Wake up, goddammit, it's your dream. But when you wake up, it's the same damn solution. You just gotta get out and buy some new shoes and some pants. And it's like I've been murdered by Charles Manson. I'm on Dancing with the Stars dancing. Give me some more drugs. Yo, Loki, tell me why I'm fucking so bugged.
Getting down like a young Michael Jackson. Check me out, moonwalking, making it happen. Yo, hand me that there napkin. Cause I got hair cream on my shirt. I'm going berserk, you know that I flirt with every girl in the room and it hurts when they slap me. But it's alright, call your pappy or your daddy. I'll fucking box him in the alley. Yeah, I heard he called me Sally. I don't even care if he didn't. I gotta get with it and hit him. Yeah, I'm hitting him right in his jaw and his liver. Yeah, watch it jiggle and quiver. He should do some sit-ups or maybe some pull-ups. Maybe he should get some pull-ups because he needs some Depends. Well, it depends on the kind of vibes I send, whether we're gonna fight or not when the night ends. But I don't really fight, I'm just kidding and joking. Cause we've been toking and smoking all night with my bloke. When I step up to the mic, it's alright, it's not like a kite. I'm like a cloud or a blimp or a bird. Word. Yeah.
Yeah, Loki, waking up, I love it. Yeah, spiritual. Put your hands up for the commercial. It's habitual. Keep it up, y'all. Put it aside. Let's start bartering. We can thrive. You don't need that new iPad or that new shoe set or those new pieces of Brooklyn bomb blets. I don't even know what that means. I just made it up.
You don't need to bore five more pieces. All right, guys. Let's board the chopper. This is a very serious mission. As soon as we reach the island, we're going to have to take out the target and get the fuck out of there. I want everybody on my team to get ready, strap in, and get down.
Why are we fighting these people? What did they do to us?
This is a Class A extraterrestrial attack from the stars.
Oh, Jesus.
I've been drinking. I don't think I should fly this thing anywhere.
I'm gay.
Major Johnson, I don't care if you've been drinking or not. Just put away your... Major Johnson. Johnson.
That's a Major Johnson.
My Johnson's, yeah. How are we going to... That's the wrong stick. That's the wrong stick.
All the other units are already on their way, guys. We're still sitting here on the ground. We need to get moving along. All right, put away. Put it away.
There's a keg coming. We gotta wait for the after party. There's a keg coming.
Soldiers, if we keep cross-talking, we'll never be able to defeat the enemy as a team.
What you need to know about the enemy is that they're strong, they're fast, and they all hate to be looked at, so stare right at them. That's kind of a thing.
These are really self-conscious aliens we're fighting.
Is the enemy a bunch of girls we used to date or something?
Oh, I'm so gonna get laid.
I'm suddenly scared, actually.
I'm already drunk, so this is gonna be great.
You'll find any more of that shit?
You'll find yourself sucked into their immense beauty, and they'll basically absorb your body and turn you into their poop.
Yo, if I impale a guy named Bennett with a pipe and steam comes out, can I say, that's awesome steam, Bennett? Can I say that?
Sure,
can
let's
do that?
Hurry up, let's get to the chopper! This is the best unit I've ever had. You guys are amazing heroes.
Best unit I've ever had.
Speaking of heroes.
Next to Randy Johnson.
I'm still in bed.
See, Major Johnson's best Randy's Johnson.
Producer.
Yeah, well it's the last track. Yeah, I'm here to get the fucking last laugh. Yeah, I'm a paragraph rapper slash ass that. I'm like an asterisk next to my name, fuck a Barry Bonds, and I'll be never taking no enhancing steroidal. Yeah, doll, I'm a suicidal with a hemorrhoidal. It's on your ass, man, why can't you pull it off like boils? Cause I boiled and bubbled and stitched with a niche. Nick Fury, it's banned with no name, I came to rip this shit. Yeah, you better check us out. We gonna be playing August 30th at Birch Tiki Lounge. We gonna be spraying with the Sam Ivory Caps and those girls from what, yo? Better than other than ever known. I can't remember the names of them cause I fucked up, I fluxed up, I slammed it. But I came back like Janet and I Jackson. Yeah, because it's Lindy Vision. I finally remembered I rapped so long. Come and check us out August 30th at Burst. Lindy Vision, Sim, Ivory, and Van with no name. We came to rock an IV like old IVs laying on your porch filled with HIV. And you know that shit is torched.
HIV is hot. You know there's people that are into that. It's a thing.
It's hot. Somebody farted.
It's called Bug Chasers.
Episode 57.
Bug Chasers.
So tell them what, one time.
Bug Chasers really, really want to get AIDS. They have their own parade, and they play charades. They drink Gatorade and Kool-Aid, and they got it made. They just lamp in the shade. Yeah, they brush off their shoulder blades. And they play a game of spades, or maybe hearts. Yo, is that farts that I'm smelling? There's no telling where we're going. Yo, my penis is swelling. It's so swelling here. Yo, are those Goodyear tires? I'm a connoisseur of all things rubber.
Haha, blabber and blubber.
Yo, pass me that flubber. It's about to get lightning in here.
Oh, you acting like your name is Mr. What is it, Clubber or Flubber?
Clubber Lang.
Clubber.
Is it Rocky Clubber. 3? What is
yeah.
it?
Clubber Lang.
This motherfucker said Clubber Lang. Dang, that's Rocky 3. That's when I was 13. G, back in the day. Now I'm in this motherfucker gonna lay my knowledge on ya. Hell yeah. What the fuck is your problem? Wanna fucking come see me? That's cool, G, cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. You wanna do it right, I'll spark my lighter and blaze this fucking joint. Hell yeah, I'll get to the point. I'll grow weed in my backyard. That shit is $300 a yard. You wanna come learn how to do hydro? We'll do that shit indoors, yo. In your closet, come out of the closet.
Neck's so fragile, man. I can't wear a regular neck shirt. It hurts. And I especially hate turtlenecks. Like, wearing a turtleneck is like being strangled by a really weak guy. All day. Like, if you wear a turtleneck and a backpack, it's like a weak midget trying to bring you down.
Watch
top for them weak midgets. My neck is so fragile, I don't want to expose it. I keep it locked up in some armor. Maybe it's a metaphoric rap, and a sex and a gogger. Yeah, I got these motherfucking plaguing with the armor. But if you understand, I got the armor, leg of armor. That's right, y'all, you just gotta make it happen. Like them Wu-Tang brothers when they rapping. I got the master killer, I'm a genius. Yeah, you better be ready, I got the man, cause I'm method. When I break it up, I'm expected. Yeah, just like I'm raw and old dirty. When I'm on the microphone, I'm a ghost face killer nerdin'. Come on, people, man, I'm gonna be the chef. Yo, with the razor sharp when I give the wrist respect. And I'm telling y'all people, it's about inspiration. Like N.W.A. was for me back in the days and Dre's when he was making the beats for niggas for life. And old Rock is singing the flip and the backwards the way that they wrote it. Man, I love that shit. And Eazy-E was telling me some things. That's what was happening. The East Coast, West Coast thing wasn't always about it. Eventually, rap just became saturated with the same. And it all became a blobberous, liberous. And all these motherfuckers are like oblivious with oblivion with Tom Cruise and Penelope Cruz. Deucing. I got these twos, Bruce loses when I'm deuce-deucing. Spitting these rhymes like y'all never knew it. I'm mob deep in these motherfuckers. I'm so raw and authentic, I'm so smooth. Yeah, we take it back with the groove. Rips and raps, spitting freestyles out the mouth. Who? Me if you wanna, but I'm just doing my thing. I ain't asking for no money, but I'm asking for just a little bit of fame. Little bit of cellophane. So I can put in some weed so I can smoke it later on, man. I got this main vein ready to drain. Come on, man, give it up to my band with no name. Passing up the microphone. Shame. Come on, Lolo, tell them why you came. It's the blame game. My neck is the solution, so why do you cover up your neck, dude?
Yeah, cover your neck, cause we're some pit bulls and we're fucking erect. Yeah, we will wreck you cause we smell blood. Yeah, it's like throwing fucking chum in the ocean and we're some sharks. I heard it's Shark Week again. What the fuck, my friend? It's like Shark Week every fucking month twice. Man, I need some advice. All I want to do is watch sharks, just like all day. Whether it's light or dark, I can't even tell, because I put up black shit on my windows, and I've been using Windows 9. I just gotta protect my fucking spine, because there's sharks and piranhas and fucking giant squids. Squids.
Wouldn't it be squid?
Octopus.
Giant squid?
Octopi.
Isn't it always just squid, or...
Yeah.
Like
the squid, are they like
pieces and guys
a gaggle of squid?
Wow. See, this is why I love Rips and Raps. Because you know why. Why? Well, let me tell you why. It's the last song. I ain't joking around. Not again. Once again, I want to say what up to all of my friends. Check out my group website, bandwithnoname.com. It's got double D's in the word bandwidth, so come on. Don't fuck around, my man. I'm fucking around like mom. The Hatfields and McCoys, and we rambling on. You motherfuckers is coming, yeah. I'm Big Bad Spaghetti. I'm eating my spaghetti. Met a batter of a factor like the fettuccine Alfredo. But my man Alfredo, getting down in the motherfucking street dirt, some Marmado. My libido has been challenged, but I won't fuck it up because I am the rap. Telegraphs, baps, man. I'm a Baptist communion. I'm fucking it up right now, trying to make union with you. So passing it back to my man Lolo. Man, we on the low dodo. We've been a flow with Rips and Raps, episode 57. Yo, thanks to everybody for coming. It's been so much like heaven.
Yeah, like the number 7. Feeling lucky. Like Plucky Duck. It's fucking loony in here. Turn up the tunes and hand me a beer. Yeah. You could call me Buster. Yeah. Hanging out with all these babs. Yeah. Calling me Dad. Cause I'm riding them. No relation. You can change the station, cause the shit right here is fucking out of your league. You can't even hear it. Yeah, I'm like Jasteel Puig. You can't fucking get near it. Yeah, just fucking fear it. I'm like an out of control car and you can't steer it. You're like an old man, you're all leering. I'm like trying to walk down the street. Fucking nose hairs are tickling your lip and pissing you off.
Pissing you off, yeah. I can't take it no more. You just pissing me off, so you better get off my lawn. Yeah, get off my lawn, man. Get off my lawn. I said, you've been here for far too long. You better get off my lawn. Why is it that old people also sound like walking dead zombies? I'm telling you motherfuckers better be ready to slombie. I'm slobbering all over like David Giambi. Or... vice versa, I'm John Carradine and David Carradine rolled into one twin. I'm twin peaks, twin apex rulers. I'll fuck it up and bring it off to
some random weird place in my damn childhood, like up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, A, B, or some shit. Nintendo, that bullshit.
I'm Agent Dale Cooper. Riding the scooter.
That's the code, that's the code, that's the code.
Yeah, you need that up,
you
up,
can
down,
look it up
down,
on your
right,
computer.
Right, A, B, A, B,
you're getting neutered.
Up, up, down, down,
and I'm the veterinarian. Shit's getting fucking hairy, man. Select, start, LR.
That's that Namco shit, what you know about that? You better quit before I bust that code on your ass. Unlimited lives, unlimited grenades. Hell yeah, that's the realest way to grow.
God mode, bitch.
Yo, you're listening to Rips and Raps. The Whistle and Diction program. It's been so much fun having these guests tonight. Episode 57 will be available just while you're listening to it. Or go to iTunes and subscribe for it. Episode next week will be 58. Should be featuring Band with No Name, my band. We are excited to say that we're going to be performing on the 30th of August at Burst Tiki Lounge with Lindy Vision and Stem Ivory. In addition, we're playing the following night in Taos for the Enchanted Music Circle Music Festival, Enchanted Circle Music Festival, with like every awesome band. We feel so privileged to be there. I know. It's happening the 30th, 31st, and the 1st of September in Taos. So we'll be there on Saturday, the 31st. Band with No Name, but go check it out. There's tons of great bands. I mean, I can't even tell you. Check it out on Facebook. So let's see what's going on with everybody while we're in the studio. What's up,
this bro? Is Loki.
Do it.
If you're into me and my shit, and if you like Batwings for Labrat, and if you're an athletic type of person, we're playing the Mud and Bud Run August 17th at Balloon Fiesta Park.
Oh, no shit.
We're playing like midday.
Mud and Bud?
We got a long set. You can run through the obstacle course. And then you can come drink a bunch of beer and watch us play.
That's
phenomenal. It's going to be good times. Check it out. Mud and Bud Run. Look it up on like Facebook and whatever.
When is this again?
August 17th and 18th.
Awesome. So it's coming up this week.
Yeah, next weekend. Yeah.
Check out Loki and check out everything Loki's doing. We might have him, you know, hey, it's been good to have you back. We have to get you back again. And, you know, when there's some free time, that's what I love about life. Things move. I also want to give it up to my boy Matt Peterson. Matt, tell us. You're a very funny guy, first of all.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Tell us what you got going on, man.
Tomorrow night, I'll be at Bristol's Bar and Grill in Amarillo, Texas, if anyone wants to show up for that.
Nice.
8 o'clock. Wait, strike that. 7 p.m., Bristol's Bar and Grill in Amarillo, Texas. Doing a comedy show there. Every Friday at the Dam Bar in Rio Rancho, New Mexico at 8 o'clock.
And you have a new movie that you have yet to mention to us.
Yeah, I do. I got a movie coming up that I co-wrote with a friend of mine called Abe Makes a Movie. I'm playing Abe.
Sick.
Slated to shoot here in the fall. So check out abemakesamovie.com, or you can check it out on Facebook. And my Twitter handle is mmattyp.
Okay.
On Twitter. So, yeah, check it out. Come up to a show. Do a lot of stuff here in town. Oh, next Wednesday, the 14th, I'll be headlining at Ned's Bar and Grill, San Mateo.
San Mateo and the Freeway.
Manalish. And then the 16th, I'll be at the Dam Bar early, and then I'll be co-headlining with Scotty Goff at the Guild at 10:30.
Oh, wow.
That Friday night. So there's two shows. If you're a West Sider, you can come see us, and if you're up in Knob Hill, you come to the Guild. So.
You're doing a lot of work. This is your sole source of income for you right now? Is this how you...
What?
Oh, wait, do you have a real job? I'm sorry.
No, I don't.
No, you're so good, you just live on comedy.
No, I just food stamps.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Thanks, Obama! Hey, liberals! Give me some free shit.
So,
continued success. We'd like to have you back. I'd like to get you in here with some of your contemporaries one night and see what happens when you get like four comics in a room. And I mean, really just sort of not say much, which is hard for me.
That'd be good for us.
Maybe Keith Breckenridge yourself. Let's think of a couple others that are coming.
He's fantastic.
Can I be there for
this?
He's funny. Loki can come back. Yeah, Loki can come back. And Joe, you can come back again. Jose Medina, man, can be here whenever he wants. He's filming this right now. Maybe put this up on YouTube just for everyone's, you know, interest. We have one other video. This will be our second in like a year and a half, 2 years. So, you know what? It's time to move forward. You can Twitter me at I don't give a fuck. And also, no, I'm just joking. There's no. That was a joke. I don't really give a fuck. But you can check out my balls online. It was something I did in college. I don't really, I'm kind of regret it. But, you know, whatever. They shaved them. That's cool. It looks bigger.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. Again, if you have any news stories, any underground, anything like that, anything you want to get out there, email me, onetribe505@gmail.com. I would give out my phone number, but I don't want any crazy conspiracy theorists trying to come kill me or any...
You work for the government, don't you?
Yeah,
you're one of them.
You're one of them.
You're part of the
lizard
Illuminati.
Get off my
I blink a lot, but it's just because I have allergies.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
Give him some love. And if you want to check out some video work he's done with myself, Nick Furious, look up Nick Furious and Struggle to the Number 2 Survive on YouTube, as well as Checkmate with Arch Rivals. Those are two great videos we did together. Hoping to do some more stuff down the road. We'll see. As we do every week, we want to thank you all for listening, for tuning in, for sharing with your friends, for pushing this. Want to thank our buddy Flash from for giving us a phone interview earlier. Thank you, Hector. We appreciate it. Much love to you guys. And also to Delta 9. Can we give it up for those beats you're listening to one right now? What an incredible, what an amazing producer. This guy has so much flair, flavor from the, you know, more gangstery type stuff to the real somber. Great piano riffs. Very, very unique. And that's why I chose to put this one in again as everyone's favorite sign-off. I'm your host, Nick Furious. This is episode 57 of Rips and Raps, the Whistling Diction Show.
Whistling Diction.
And now, the 30-minute rap workout in 5 minutes or less. This week, basically, it's your chance for MCs to get up and rap. And this week, we bring it to you live and sponsored in part by...
Dwight Schrute's Beat Farm, bitches.
Dwight Schrute's Beat Farm. Give it up. Go see the office's space. Judge. Peace out. Rap now. Get up. Do it. Thanks to my guests. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. I just came to my man.
www.grsite.com. Thanks.